این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
In the face of the power possessed by Muhammad Reza and the support he received from all, the Iranian ulama did not sit to grow in number and then rise up. Inject in yourself that you can and know that you will be able to do. Any action is first motivated by thought. Every action is accomplished first by contemplation around the job. If you are weak in spirit, we cannot do anything. Strengthen your spirit and your heart and trust Allah. There are numerous supplications invited people to rely on Allah because He is the center of power. All these invitations have been made to drive men not to resort to other than Allah, to instill in him a sense of power, and to make him realize he has a great support that is Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that go to Mina and observe there the divine ideal, which is sacrificing one's dearest things in the path of the absolute beloved. Know that as long as you do not forgo these dear objects, foremost amongst them is the love of oneself and love of this world. In the wake of it, you shall not reach the absolute beloved. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he's talking about the absolute beloved, that is God. We need to know that the one who has created us through love, that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created us with his love. And that's why when he created us, he made guidance for us. He sent 124,000 prophets and messengers. And after that, he has placed leaders or the infallible imams for our guidance. He has placed different means. On top of that, he sent different books. And the final book, which was the Quran, as the book of guidance. Even he says that this is a clear statement for the mu'mineen. In this, there is a guidance. Hudan, there is a guidance. And there is admonition. So he's talking about the guidance and admonition in this book.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
This Mina, where we sacrifice the animals in the path of God, it is in the remembrance of what Prophet Abraham has done. Obviously, he took Prophet Ismail with him at the Mina, where he wanted to sacrifice his most beloved thing that he used to think in this world, and that was his son for God, where God replaced him with the goat, with an animal. And when he replaced it with the animal, he accepted the sacrifice. And he said, because you're ready to sacrifice everything for me, therefore, from now onwards, the people who will come, who will perform the Hajj ritual, they will have to perform the sacrifice, sacrificing an animal. But this animal is just a sign. Actually, it is in remembrance of the sacrifice which Prophet Abraham wanted to perform. And that was that we need to make sure that we are ready to sacrifice everything in order to reach to the absolute beloved one, and that is God. If we want to reach to God, if we want liqa'ullah, then obviously we need to sacrifice everything for the sake of God.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.